This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on.
If you make abortion a crime, you make it illegal, then you make women and doctors criminals.
All right, so that's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The subject was abortion. Donald Trump stepped into the middle of it and then kind of stepped around it. And I think this is going to be one of the lingering issues probably deep into the weekend. As you know, we have the Sunday swirl when everybody talks about the politics of the day and what happened. Corey Lewandowski will also be up there. But just so you know, here's what happened. Trump actually reverse course over something that he said. First, he said punish women for illegal abortions, and there was a massive firestorm over his words. And then he talked about what he's saying, this is what I actually meant. He didn't even really quite phrase it that way, but he talked about, well, this is what he was talking about. And the reaction was very, very swift over the comments, of course, from the Democrats. That makes sense, because it was like feeding raw meat to the lions. So he said on Chris Matthews' show, he said that there should be some sort, exactly what I'm saying, that there should be some sort of punishment. And he said this in an interview tape for a town hall forum. And Matthews said, for the women? And he said, yeah, there has to be some form. And then Matthews pressed him repeatedly on abortion and to clarify it. And he said, you know, should abortion be punished? This isn't something you can dodge, he asked Trump. And he said, well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party, conservative Republicans, say yes, they should be punished. And asked what a ban on abortion would entail, Trump said, well, you know, you go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places, but you have to ban it. Then, later on, he tried to clarify what he said, saying he would not seek to punish a woman for getting an abortion. And then he went deeper and said, if Congress were to pass, bear with me so you know the whole story, if Congress were to pass legislation making abortion illegal and the federal courts upheld this legislation, or any state were permitted to ban abortion under state and federal law, the doctor or any other person performing this illegal act upon a woman would be held legally responsible, not the woman. So that's what he said. He said, the woman is a victim in this case, as the life in her womb. My position hasn't changed. Like Ronald Reagan, I am pro-life with exceptions, is what he said. All right, if you want to react to that or anything else that we're going to bang on here in this hour of America Tonight, please jump on these digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Coming up in our next segment, we will definitely go in that direction. Let's go to Walter in Minnesota. Hey, Walter, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good tonight.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening earlier about the problems with, they were talking about Black Lives Matter on the radio and about not being treated fairly and stuff like that. And I started thinking about, it's more than just a Black Lives Matter thing. I think what we have is a systemic problem across the board, no matter what race you are, when it comes to regards to our judicial system.
Okay, and so say that a little bit, you know, flesh that out a little bit more for me, saying that the judicial system is rigged, in other words?
It definitely is rigged.
Yeah.
But well, not just there is for one race.
Yes, across the board, meaning, well, here's what I think. I think if you have a lot of money. You can get the best defense money can buy. Of course, there is no definite guarantee of what will happen there, but they know perhaps the judge a little bit more. I'm not even saying bribing or anything. I'm just saying they have that relationship, and it makes a difference. And we see this in all kinds of cases, not just civil cases. I'm talking about criminal cases, and you're right. I think it's more than anything, it's a poor versus wealthy.
To a certain degree, you're right, but I think there's another issue at play here. I think because the judicial system, when it comes to the police, the public defenders, the prosecutors, the judges, they work too close and at hand. They're too close-knit. I think we need an independent group that oversees lots of things so people don't feel like they're stepping on other people's toes, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the politics of it, yes. And there is politics that weave in and out of the judicial system. A DA, a judge, the lawyering on all sides of it, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's the politics involved. It's like when you, it's interesting, and Walter, thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for the call. Fresh voice there, Walter. Don't be a stranger. Call back again when you are so moved. As somebody who has a couple of family members who are cops and a couple of family members who are lawyers, there is, like I said, there are these interwoven relationships, the entangled, which sometimes benefit the person if you're representing a certain person, and sometimes it doesn't benefit you. And, of course, I don't know, is there a lack of judgment at times? I would also say I wouldn't want to condemn everybody in the system because there are some incredibly talented district attorneys and, you know, ADAs, assistant district attorneys, who work for a song, have killed themselves to go through law school. And then people are telling them, why are you doing this? Why would you work in the DA's office when you can make so much money and you've got to pay back those loans? And they work dogged hours, ridiculous hours, and they have to work investigators, and they have to beg for certain files and information, and I've seen that side of it, and it is rough to watch what they go through. My brother went to Rutgers Law School, and a guy we grew up with also went to law school, and I won't say his name because actually some of you might know his name, but he worked, I'll just say, the mean streets of Camden, New Jersey. And he was for the people. He's trying to be fair, trying to figure out the best way he could try to change what he saw that was inequities. And it was really, really tough because of the opinions and the politics of what was happening. And if you're listening to me anywhere, you know that. If you've had to go through the system, had a family member, something happened, or you were sued even, it could be civil or criminal. I mean, we're not just talking about a criminal situation. Then you know what it's like. And you know also how long sometimes it takes. And if it's on the civil side, what it can cost. If it's on the criminal side, it can cost you your life. It can cost you a prison term. It can cost you, you know, who knows what if something is botched. Some night we will do a show. It's a great idea for a special show. You know, when you have holidays coming up, where we do something and we use every section of the country on what it's like when you go through the process, civilly and criminally. Interesting, Walter. All right, we're going to shake a leg. Be back in 2 seconds. See you on the flip side.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now. for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor Legal Tender Gold Coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Knowledge, wisdom, understanding is what we need, children. I said, knowledge, wisdom, understanding is what we need. Say your prayers that night. Here comes the wrath of God. Always keep your eye on your assailant. Yo. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You've been sleeping. So open up your eyes. Listen to the words that I'm speaking. So here we are.
Open up your eyes. You heard the man. Open up your eyes. If you want to shake these phone lines, jump on at 855-266-5283. Talking about a couple of different things, as always, here on America Tonight. The buzz, politically speaking, is over Donald Trump. The Corey Lewin Dowski thing is one. The, you know, his campaign manager grabbing Michelle Field's arm from Breitbart. What a almost setup this is. And you, when you go and you look a little bit more in her background, even though there is footage of it, the footage is non-threatening. Let's put it that way. You know, I try to think, and I can't say honestly that anyone's done that to me. I haven't had that happen. I mean, I haven't had someone grab my arm. But it wasn't, when he grabbed it, it wasn't like he yanked her arm. He moved her out of the way as she was chasing Trump down. I think that's the key thing to know. All right, so we got a couple of interesting emails about the show. And I just wanted to show you that the power of you calling and people thinking and how they're processing things. So this isn't the mail segment, but I'm just going to throw these in. I'm going to call this the add-on, added value. So this email comes to us from Brett, who's listening in Hawaii. Hi, Kate. I get your show in Hawaii. I hear you talk about Hawaii every once in a while. I like the show. I like the fact that people call and they have such hardcore opinions. I like that dude named Dan in Texas. Sometimes he makes me mad. Sometimes he makes me laugh. He's like a regular guy, and I can just imagine him. He sounds like a father, that he's probably that way with his kids. You also have a guy that sometimes gives you recipes, and I like hearing that just because it's funny and it's in the mix. And then the people who are emailing the show, I promise I'm going to call you when I get on a different schedule. But Kona Coffee rocks. I heard you mention coffee before. And as far as the candidates, I think none of them are all that great. It's the lesser of maybe all the evils, I don't know. But it's nothing to get overly excited about. Then I got this one from Andrea, who says, I recently found your late night show one night and I couldn't sleep. Woohoo! She says, I was curious because you seem to be diverse and not totally right wing as the rest of the people in your station are. After a while, I realized that, of course, you are right wing, but what worries me are some of your callers. Why do you mainly take calls from Grimm and Dan? Those are two of the most vile people I've ever heard on talk radio. What really worries me is that you take their calls and let them spew their horrible venom. And you say, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You let them rant on and never say anything to rein them in. When they say all Muslims should be killed, etc., etc., I would love for you to answer this and explain what's going on with you. Okay, so first of all, that goes to my, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, and you're right, I am diverse, if you want to call it that, open-minded, I don't know, because I say this, I've lived all over the country, I like people, even people that get under my skin, because I've dealt with so many different kinds of people, and my mother really, really, and family raised us, that my brother and I, that way. So I probably do have a high tolerance. As far as the Muslim things, and you haven't heard Dan and I go round and round about that. He always is dogging me about the Muslim thing because I say, really? Are you going to take Dr. J? Are you going to take Dr. Oz? Are you going to take Muhammad Ali? Are you going to throw them all out of the country? And that's ridiculous. It's a blanket statement to say that. And I do agree with some of what either one of them say. I don't. Frankly, Democrats and Republicans anymore, it melds into, it's like a dive of chocolate, a bad batch of it. It just melds all into one. And often that is the problem. Where's the backbone? Where's the strength? That's why when I jump on the air, I'd always talk about a third party that, wow, maybe it's time for, you know, a third party. So there you have it. Yes, Grimm and Dan are opinionated in different ways, as are many other people that have called the show in the past and called the show. And that's why I invite any of you, if you have more than one eye open, or maybe just one eye open, to call the show and let your, you know, if you have an opinion, let that opinion fly, certainly. Okay, and I'll do one more, because all of a sudden it seemed like I've gotten a couple of these emails. This one is from Keith. Kate, like the show, like the energy of the show, like that you march to the drum of a, you march to the beat of a different drummer. I've heard you talk about politics, and I can tell you're frustrated with this administration, you're frustrated with the last administration, and you feel like there has to be a better way, which is why you're right, you got me to get off my arse and go to my local City Hall and pay attention to what was happening at our city council meetings. Now it's weird. I'm kind of hooked on it. I don't know if that's good, bad, or whatever, but I can tell you what's happening with zoning. I can tell you what's going on with the schools. I can tell you where there's controversy, and there's much more controversy over dollars and where it was being spent than you could ever imagine. So thank you for that, because you're right. It starts at the local level. All right, so there you have it. Let's as we zig and zag in a couple of directions, let's take one from Grimm. Hey, Grimm, hello, hello.
Well, I appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
And, you know, I mean, I can take criticism, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I called you the open-minded media queen, you know.
Yeah, you do say that. You're right.
And that's way I hope that people would recognize me, because I don't want to kill nobody, you know.
Right, right.
Most definitely. But, you know, I'm not even going to take the first shot. I'm going to be like my ancestors, you know, that, you know, after the Boston Tea Party, in between the Boston Tea Party and signing the Declaration, they stood out the streets there in Philadelphia and told the Redcoats that they were marching through town, quartering their troops inside the homes and kicking the homeowners out. They said, no more quartering at the end of the street. And then, you know, Captain lined them up in the firing position, and they shot the first shot.
Yep.
I won't fire until I'm fired upon.
Yep. Now, you know what? I agree. That would be my take, too. I would be the same way. Absolutely.
Well, the reason you do that, Kate, is because then you're just righteous.
Absolutely. You try to be that way.
You have God behind you then. And that's
right.
That's the whole thing. That's what the Bible's all about. I mean, it is our country's founded religiously off the Bible. Now, tonight I caught Cruz, and then I caught a little bit of I can't remember her name, the Democrat Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
On talk shows tonight.
Yeah.
And here's where I'm at with him. Snake oil salesman. Trying to desperately get $2 so they need it at night to sell their spit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't care for Trump that much. I've said that before. But as long as he can break up the system and get rid of that existing D.C. system that we got, because we're in a state of feudalism, have been ever since...
You know, you're right. Here's what the problem is, I think. You know, absolute power corrupts. And if it's not checked, and we have three, we've got the judicial, we've got the legislative, and we've got the executive branch of government, but left to their own devices, some crazy cockamamie nonsense has happened really in the last decade.
Well, I enjoyed that call you had. And I can explain to him, because at one point, during my educational level, is go to the library, like you talk about, and actually go read the codes.
Yeah.
There's a whole section of your state laws there, and there's also a whole section of the federal law code.
Yeah.
Original code was Hammurabi. That's original laws, eye for an eye. And it was called the Hammurabi Code. That's why they called it a code. There's a definition for you. Right there.
Yeah.
And I got that from the library. It's all in the reference section. You grab an actual book and read. Now, interpretation, it may take you a while to understand it, but it's supposed to be written at a seventh grade reading level.
Right.
This is the way my dad was brought up, as a technician writing technical procedures for a whole plant for NASA. There was only two guys that ran the whole plant. My dad was one of them, and they had two PhDs above them.
See, don't you love that? Two PhDs above them. Sweetness. All right, Grinster, we're going to let you fly, and we are off like a prom dress. Can I say that? But I'm pumped. Oh, that's a bad joke. Oh, I'm a terrible joke teller. Stay with us.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is walking in the stairway, climbing up the steps, not ringing.
Thanks for hanging through here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You want to chime in? Jump on at 855-266-5283. I say that because I know people were trying to get through earlier, so I'm just going to say that again. Or you can hit me up at americatonight.net, talking about the latest on the campaign trail, Donald Trump, what's happening there. There are some other odds and ends, and we'll get to those coming up a little bit later during the show. Have no fear. Tornadoes in Oklahoma, be careful if you're listening to us there. Those tornadoes, since I now live in a tornado alley, you have to know exactly where you're going and where you're taking cover. More and more people are getting shelters. It's gotten that bad in Oklahoma and parts of Texas and, of course, the Midwest, many of you know, in Kansas. I lived in Nebraska. It seemed like it was, like in the East Coast, you hear the ice cream man, the good humor guy, you hear those bells constantly ringing, ringing, ringing. I mean, how much ice cream could they sell the same kids over and over again? So I would say that the times that I heard the sirens go off was equal to the amount of times as a kid I heard the good humor guy on the East Coast. I know it's a weird analogy, but it's true. It's like, another one? Are you kidding me? Another tornado warning? This is crazy. But it is a time of year where we're seeing more of it, so just be careful when you hear about those warnings. Let's go out to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay?
I gotcha.
Listen, so you got an email from some liberal, and And the lady says that you will allow all these people that, you know, speak so horribly from the right wing. Well, why don't the left wingers call up? You know, I mean, come on. I don't ever hear you getting mad. Well, okay, yeah, sometimes the Irish gets loose, but really,
you know? Your Irish gets loose. I like that. No, you know what? We have had people, you know, because you've listened for a long time, Tomas, and we appreciate your support. Yes. But we have had people.
Chicago.
Yes.
Remember the guy from Chicago?
Yes, yes. There's plenty of people that have called up and that are, if you were wanted to label them, are liberal. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, the only way.
But it's been a while. Yeah.
Right. The only way you're going to get Kate mad is if you attack her personally. You know, then. You know, Kate, it's just her show, you know? So that's the only time I've, but, you know, I mean, I could, let's say, you know, if I was a liberal and I called up now and I said, you know, these Republicans are animals, really. They want to take us back to the days when women had to be cut up in alleys to get rid of children that maybe, you know, they had an incest or rape. You know, these Republicans destroyed our economy. You know, we want to let them back in again. It's time for a woman. My God, you know, what's wrong with that? Say it. If that's what you believe, say it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, Kate usually just goes, yeah, okay. Kate will stand there and let you
talk,
enjoy your freedom of speech. Because freedom of speech is not protected because it's, you know, the protections are not there to protect somebody from saying it's a beautiful day, because that does not need protection. The protections of our freedom of speech are there to protect us from saying hateful things that would have gotten us killed during the reign of our English kings. When we said, how in the hell can you tax us without any right to speak? That would have gotten you hung, okay?
Yes.
And our founding fathers said, no, we have to be able to say that. Okay? So today, you can say, you know, I hate George Bush. He should be thrown in jail. He's a scumbag. You can say that because we have freedom of speech. Okay? And freedom of speech that is protected, it's protected because it is injurious. Okay? It does create waves. But, you know, all through mankind, that is what has brought us forward. You know, remember that guy that was saying, you know, the earth was round and, you know, they were going to burn him at the stake, you know, because that freedom of speech, they didn't want to give him that. But
well, absolutely. There's a million, you know this, there's a million points in history that you can point to where if there were radio shows and there were certainly plazas and places where people came to listen to what people were saying, it got people killed. Yes.
Yeah, now look, I stopped being a liberal right now, but I just want to encourage you liberals to come in and call. And then, as far as, you know, the whole thing with the supposedly physical violence that Cruz is talking about, you know, grabbing a lady by the elbow and just, you know, just step aside, man, you know, you're making my candidate nervous here, or, you know, to talk about abortion and everything like that. That is just the reporters, again, hoping against hope that they have put something to block the Trump train. You know, but let's go back. McCain, did that work? No. When he went off on Megan? No. Fiorina? No. All right? Using legals for his hotel? That didn't stop Trump. Bankruptcies? That didn't stop. You know, we could go on and on and on. And each one of these was a home run. Each one of these, the reporter said, oh, that will stop him. You know, when he didn't know what the nuclear triad was, Oh, that's it, man. You know, guess what? The American people are tired of reporters trying to get and stop a political campaign with one sound bite. They're tired of that. That's why they're voting for Trump. They
right.
want something different. And they're
tired
Cruz,
of it, yeah.
You know, they see Cruz, and he's now just sounding like a Democrat, you know? The words that he's saying are just exactly what his donors tell him to do. And you know what? The American people see that and they go, you know, with Trump, we're not going to have that because he don't have donors. I'm going to leave you with one thing, Kate. Nobody likes a sore loser. And that's what Cruz is. and he's pulling everybody down around him. You know, Breitbart now looks like crap because there's the biggest supporter is a Cruz supporter. And Cruz uses Breitbart, and, you know, and and no one likes a sore loser. And that's
Yep. Nobody likes a sore loser is a great point. And he's hot under the collar. You can see it. Thanks, Tomas, in the comments that he makes. All right, let's go to Dan listening to us in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Yes, this is your right-wing knuckle-dragging Republican who's evil. Who wants to put all Muslims on the island of Maui where they can get high and have a good time with their little friend out there that likes Kona coffee. Hi, dude. It's me, your worst enemy.
No, he wasn't mean. He didn't say that. It was somebody else. It was Andrea. He was the cool guy.
Okay, but he's cool. Okay, hey, I'll roll a doobie with you, bro. Hey, we'll do it together. Okay, I'm with you. Here we go. There we go. Sympathetic. Okay.
There you go. Hey, I got you.
About that prom dress that's coming off, you'll get a chance to take that puppy up. I figured out a way to do this. We can do it on pay-per-view. You don't have to go out and parade in public. We can put a map of the United States and watch your progress every day on the map, do pay-per-view, and we're going to make a fortune. I'll split with you 50-50. You
love
with no clothes and me with a bank account.
Oh, yeah, thanks. You with no clothes and me with a bank account. That's like what a guy said to me, heads I win, tails you lose. That sounds like a good deal to me.
No, you're going to win, baby. Yeah, well, I would cheat you. You know, Dan, I'm your fan. I'm your friend.
That's right. You win
cheating. I'm with you. Consolation prize, if you don't do it, I want your car.
Yeah. Oh,
and I want my paycheck for being a star on your show. I ain't got no money yet. I mean, I've been hanging out here and getting you all kinds of rings. And no money. I know it's coming. I'll be waiting. You got my address. My address.
I do.
I can see it in the mail now, along with the picture that you sent me. Don't forget, you got to send me a new one. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, but you were slightly plump, and I'm looking for thin version now.
Yes.
Been doing this healthy stuff.
I'm going to be a rail before you know it.
Absolutely. A good looking rail. You're going to be really great on that show, baby. I am looking forward to it so much. Now, listen, you guys out there, go ahead and call in. We're tired of being the only ones out there. Grim, buddy, brother. Come on, you were great. Walter, thanks for showing up. Listen, we need more people like you all out there. Get on the phone. Call in to our good girl show. It is wonderful. She is not a right-winger. She's very, very, how can I say it?
Diplomatic.
Fair. Very fair.
Very fair.
Fair to the left, fair to the right. Any place that you call in, she's for you. She gives you the time. She's absolutely a great hostess. And a brilliant, brilliant young woman.
Thank you so much, Dan in Texas. Perfect way to end this. Thanks. Here's what happens on this show. So many people email the show. I've never seen so much email in all my life. I've done other shows in big cities like New York where, of course, have millions of people, and there's tons of people calling in constantly, but they're not really emailing. They're not downloading your show as much during other times in the day, but that's what you are doing. You are downloading the show at different times of the day, which I think is really, 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 really great, and because it means that people with different schedules are taking the time to go back and listen to the shows and then thoughtfully commenting and saying whatever they think. And I'll reemphasize it again. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. Just have an opinion. It's true. I always use that saying. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, frustrated, tired of it, tired of whatever's happening. And the other point of America tonight is to get politically involved because it's about you, the people. If you don't like what you're seeing, for goodness sakes, speak up. You got one life and one mouth. Use it. Don't be afraid to rattle some doors in your neighborhood. Hang with us. Mailbag coming up next.
It's about time some something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site. For friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This hour of America tonight, and once again the mailbag is completely overflowing, so thanks for that. You can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net or send them to me at Delaney Media Group at live.com. So let's not stand on ceremony, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jay, who says, Kate, what a moron that guy was who stood there with a big, giant smile, typical millennial, next to a hijacker. They didn't know that he didn't really have bombs. What a fool. I can't even believe it. I hope that people boo him when he walks into the pub in England. Yeah, in case you didn't hear the story, this 26-year-old dude, Ben Innes, stood next to the hijacker who was strapped with fake explosives. They didn't know if they were real explosives or fake. And he had this goofball-y grin on his face. I mean, it's just nutty. It is. It's what a fool. What he should have done was, like, punched him in the head and grabbed the fake explosives, I guess. I don't know. But taking a selfie, I mean, you didn't know what was happening there. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph. And Joseph says, Katie, did you see, I know you keep looking at the polls, And when you look at the polls, what did you think of the polls that are now showing that Cruz has a pretty big lead in Wisconsin? Do you think Cruz makes a run for it and that people that are getting turned off by Trump who's stepping in it will vote for Cruz? Here's the problem. I think the Republican establishment, they don't want Trump. I mean, they just don't want Trump. So can they affect the election? And there's always a can, right? So, yes, in the polls, Cruz leads Trump. It's a week from the state primary, I guess a week or so. And he's got 40% support, and this is a poll, compared to Trump's 30%. What does it mean when people actually go out and do the primary thing? So it's about numbers. It's about results. What are the results? I mean, what are the results? What do the results say? Whatever the polls say, great, but now we're beyond polls. Polls to handicap what it looks like. But however, moving forward, we want the hard numbers. What happens coming out of that? That's what's key. I think it's Trump, unless they mess with him. And I think he really wants it. I don't think he's fooling around. I don't think he's going to dump out at the last second. That's been suggested by a few people. I don't think so. All right, this one is for Mary in Maine. Mary in Maine. I don't know if I remember Mary in Maine. Kate, I feel for those people in Oklahoma and those other states, Mississippi, where they had the tornadoes hit down. I was watching the nightly news. I still do that once in a while. And they made it sound like the whole state of Oklahoma was ripped in two. But then I saw those funnel clouds. I have to tell you, I think it's more frightening to see funnel clouds than it is to be involved in a hurricane. Yeah, are we playing pick your poison? Pick your poison! Hurricane, tornado. Well, with a hurricane, the one difference is you get warnings that are bigger and badder and better. I mean, a hurricane can change course, but you can see the satellite images. You get it. You're seeing it. Oh, my gosh, this one's going to be off the charts. I hope you boarded up your windows and got out of there, whatever. With a tornado, it can crop up. There are tornado warnings a lot of times, but a tornado can crop up and change direction and jump spaces from one place to another. So, and yes, it is so incredibly powerful depending on in measuring it, EF, E5, E3, whatever. It can lift cars and houses and roofs and, I mean, all kinds of crazy things can happen, yeah. And the key thing is the people, the human life, and going for cover. They were talking about Tulsa, and they were talking about down power lines and warning people not to go to certain areas because the power lines were just a wreck. It was also in Arkansas and Louisiana and Tennessee. They had some watches up there. I've done the tornado thing. I've done the hurricane thing. And I think the tornadoes are pretty scary. This one is from Ben, who says, Kate, I don't know about you, but when you look at the final four, I wonder who you think is going to win it all. I think it's North Carolina. Who do you have? I have North Carolina winning the whole thing. Nova would be my sentimental choice. That would be huge. Also Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse, to be that number 10 seed and get in as far as, you know, go as far as they've gone, that great last game that they played. If you think about Virginia, what they did to Virginia, oh my gosh, I mean, you're kidding me with that. You are kidding me. And I'm always going to, there's part of me that's always going to look at the underdog. So there's just something about the team that nobody's looking at and then seeing them get there that's just exciting to me. Yeah. So I'm still sticking with North Carolina, however. I'm not changing my decision. I did have North Carolina in my final bracket for what it's worth. The early rounds, I just got killed. I mean, just got killed in those early rounds. So here's what you have, and I think this is going to be pretty cool. You've got Nova and Oklahoma, so two twos, and then you have UNC and Syracuse. And these are the semifinal matchups coming up on Saturday. And there's a great player I like from Oklahoma. His name is Buddy Hield. And this guy, boy, he has had a hot hand. And this is good for him because I think his stock rises, even though he's not that traditional point guard in the NBA, his stock rises as you get to the draft because this is the last year for him. And I think it's going to be tough for Syracuse to get by UNC, but it doesn't mean they can't. They've already been the team that's gotten by the teams that nobody expected. So North Carolina is going to look to just put up as much as they can in the paint. And, you know, the Tar Heels are the best there. I mean, when their shooting's working for them in their favor, they'll have an advantage. And they've got a great senior point guard who's come see, come saw in Marcus Page. And if he's super hot, then look out, all bets are off. I'll tell you, Roy Williams, he knows. He knows. Get those fives, get those shots up, get them to fall. You can't guarantee that, but practice. I think the nerves are settled down, so I'm still sticking with the Tar Heels. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Roger. Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a while. Rest assured, I am listening to the program, and I think that what happens every day in the world of Trump is fascinating to people. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. He's a walking soap opera, and that makes people really, really intrigued by Donald Trump. I have to give you a thumbs up on some of the guests you've had lately. It's been incredibly interesting. The commander you had on fighting from the Assyrian army, I thought was really exciting, and he was there, right there, not far away from ISIS, and what would they do if they had broken through that boundary? I got a real sense of what was happening, especially to Christians there. And then you had another guest on when we had the Supreme Court nominee who was a constitutional scholar, and I thought he added some really interesting flavor to what was happening. And whether or not Clinton would get anybody through. And finally, one more, this one from Sharon. Did you see that William Shatner was named in a paternity suit? And the paternity suit, Kate, is for a whole bunch of money. I did see it. He's being sued for $170 million by a radio host. Yes, by a radio host, a paternity suit. And the radio host claims that Shatner is his father. His name's Peter Sloan. He goes by the name Peter Shatner now, and he says the actor is his father, and he's denying it. Oh, my, oh, my. Watch this one play out. $170 million. Woo. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder and all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
We got to get out of this trap before this decadence.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.